tonight. 91.5 KSQM. Well, we just heard from the Ames Brothers. That was, of all things, Hoop-Dee-Doo. Did you know that? Okay. We're about 5 minutes away from the 4 o'clock hour. My name is Jeff Bangston. I'm going to be here with you for just, well, about the next hour or so. We've got a big volunteer meeting going on next door at the bungalow. Normally, it would be Linda Hines here, but she's got to go learn some stuff about volunteering. The good news is I have a special guest in studio with me, Lindy McLean. She's a local author. And Lindy, I want to welcome you to KSQM.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, Lindy, I want to talk to you a little bit about your works, your authorship, and your books. Let's talk about you, though, first. Tell me about you.
Well, I live here in Squim with my husband. We've been here about 8 years, and we moved from Seattle. We just love it here. You know, there's such a geographic calling. It's a gorgeous place. Until really recently, I worked at the Squim branch of the North Olympic Library System, so some people would recognize me from there. I love being around other book lovers. People have called me the tall one with really good posture, so if that rings a bell, that's me.
Now, which branch?
Here in Squim.
Oh, here in Squim. Yeah. Okay, good. Good deal.
And then a few others might recognize me from, I was involved with Sweet Adelines for a few years and sang with an award-winning regional quartet called Aspire.
Very good. You also have four nieces, four nephews, a husband, and two cats. What are the names of your cats?
Daisy May and Sally Joe.
Daisy May and Sally Joe. Okay. Very good. Okay, well, listen, I want to get into, well, you just recently appeared at Hearts Books. You did a signing there, and you're also doing stuff with the Irrigation Festival this week. Is that right?
Right, right. I appeared at the author meet and greet during First Friday Art Walk, but we also have something else going on at Hearts this week, all week long, actually, among six participating businesses. There's a Finding Fairies treasure hunt.
Uh-huh.
That's sort of semi-linked with my book. And let me tell you what the businesses are. You can start at any one of them. It's Hearts Find Books, That Takes the Cake, Dungeness Kids, Doodlebugs, Lucky Star Consignment, and Rain Shadow Coffee. So there are six fairies to be found, find which one is at which place, and all finishers get a small prize. And then in addition, on Saturday, I'm appearing at Hearts right after the parade until about 3. There'll be a take-home coloring contest, and I'll be doing a couple of readings at 1:30 and 2:30. So this one's targeted more to children than the Art Walk event was, but anyone is welcome, of course.
Very good, very good. In with me, if you're just tuning in, is Lindy McLean, a local author, and I'd like to talk to you more about that in just a few minutes. We've got to take a break here for a little bit of music coming up at the top of the hour, and we're going to hear some news, and then we'll get back to it. Can you hang in here for a little while, Lindy? Okay, great. Thank you. In the meantime, hey, I'll tell you what, let's hear from Roy Rogers.
You're tuned to KSQM 91.5 Squim.
Here's what's new from the KSQM News Center. I'm Ed Evans.
Teachers in the Squim School District at
vaccination starting at 6 weeks of age. That's it. That's the news for Wednesday, May 6th, 2015. For KSQM News, I'm Ed Evans.
Now 5 minutes past 4 here on KSQM. My name is Jeff. I have a guest in studio here with me. That would be Lindy McLean, and we're going to get back to Lindy in just a second. We're going to play some music, and then we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Here's the Kingston Trio, Molly D. That was Kingston Trio, Molly D, indeed. It's now 7 minutes past 4 o'clock. You're listening to your listener-supported community radio. Thanks for tuning in. We have Lindy McLean here in the studio, in case you're just tuning in. And Lindy is a local author and living here in Squim. Understand, reading has been a lifelong passion. Can you tell us about that, Lindy?
Of course, Jeff. I've loved to read since I was very small. My father was a college librarian for his career, so of course he brought his passion for books home with him. And we also moved a lot. I started school in Afghanistan and spent my senior year in high school in Peru.
Wow.
In between those places we lived in various states in the United States, and I grew up mostly in Northfield, Minnesota. But As an introvert and moving a lot, I spend a lot of time as an outsider. And so reading was a real anchor for me. And I just loved all the wonderful worlds, and there are so many characters that I grew to love and admire.
From Afghanistan to Peru. Machu Picchu? Where did you... What is it? Is it Lima? Is the capital city there?
Lima's the capital. Mm-hmm. I was living in Cajamarca, which is to the north in the mountains, but I did get to visit Machu Picchu.
Wow, you just said Cajamarca.
Cajamarca.
Oh, my gosh. What an... So you speak of the Espanol, huh?
Sí.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so is there... Because I'm interested in this, I suppose that the Peruvian dialect is just a little bit different than other dialects of Spanish. Is that the case?
Oh, I think that's true in any region. There's ways people pronounce things and things that they say that's particular to them.
So now, how long did you live in Afghanistan?
We were there for 2 years, and it's ancient history now, of course, compared to today's events, but it was in the early 60s, and it was a peaceful time. It was, the Russians were not there, and all was quite well with the city at that point.
So. But the Afghanis were there.
The Afghanis were there.
Oh, okay,
yes.
That's okay, because it's Afghanistan. Right. Now, you went to, and then so Afghanistan to Peru. How long were you in Peru?
In Peru, I was there for a year, and actually that was without my family. I was there as an exchange student in my high school year.
Now, all these travels, did that kind of shape you? Were you writing during this period of time?
You know, actually, I didn't start writing until I hit my 40s. I really wanted to be an actor, but what I've learned through writing is that I get to play all the parts when I'm writing the story.
Indeed. So now, The book that we're discussing today is called The Curse of the Neverland. Now, can you tell us about that, The Curse of the Neverland?
Absolutely, I can.
Sounds ominous.
It's the first book in what's going to be a series called Piper Pan and Her Merry Band. Mm-hmm. And the premise is that time has been passing in the Neverland because Peter left to grow up. And so now Tinkerbell is an aging fairy who calls herself Belle, with an E on the end. Uh-huh. And she shows about 70 years of her age, so she's cranky old fairy.
Wow. You know?
And she still doesn't like girls very much, but the Neverland's dying. It's been ravaged by pirate Captain Little Jack and his deadly dragon, Sincaraz. And therefore, she has to turn to Peter's only remaining heir, who is a girl, Peter's granddaughter, 11-year-old Piper. So the story then becomes about Piper and her group of fellow foster girls who have to then save the Neverland.
This is captivating, just absolutely captivating. So it's Peter Pan and Neverland, and oh man, that's great stuff. Well, anyway, continue, but don't give it all away.
No, that's fine. So that sort of gives you a peek at what the book is about, and then people often want to know how that came to be.
How did that come to be?
Well, when I was 11, I played Peter Pan on stage in our community theater.
You know what I was going to say? Okay, I see the resemblance. Okay. Go ahead.
I have been accused of looking like Mary Martin every now and then.
Mary Martin, that's it, yes.
Yeah. And it was such an experience of freedom and confidence and delight. You know, it was just a small community black box theater. There were no special flying rigging, nothing special happening. We flew by spreading our arms out and spinning around.
That's actually the best way to fly.
It actually felt like flying.
You can get more speed that way.
It really did. Yeah. So, but the irony of this, of course, was that in order to have this fabulous experience of freedom and joy, I was pretending to be a boy. And I had three brothers. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't seem quite fair. The rules, as J.M. Barrie set it up in his world, was that girls could come once a year at spring cleaning, and then they had to be the mother for the boys. And so I really wanted there to be a way for girls to have these kind of fabulous adventures in the Neverland. So that's really kind of the root of how it came to be.
That's fair enough. Okay, very, very good. Say, you know what? Another thing I wanted to touch on here a little bit. Today, this week, May 4th through 10th, it is National Children's Book Week. As an author, how would you like to see this week celebrated?
You know, if I could have my wish, I would have everyone go to the library and check out their favorite children's book, either an old favorite or find a new gem, and to read it aloud to someone. Mm-hmm. You know, reading aloud, most people know how reading changes lives. Mm-hmm. But reading aloud has its own benefits. It helps with language fluency. It helps with learning to express yourself verbally. And listening to stories is like an ad for books, right? Mm-hmm. Because it helps people get excited about something they might not otherwise pick up. And really, until about the eighth grade, children might be have a different listening level than reading level. And most children enjoy listening at higher levels than their reading level. It helps them, their vocabularies grow, and they get that much better at understanding what people are saying around them. And it's just plain fun reading aloud and listening to someone read aloud. It can be really wonderful shared family time. My dad used to read aloud to my brothers and I. I can remember him still doing it when I was in the ninth grade, so it was an ongoing family tradition.
That's a great thing. My grandmother used to read to us.
Did she? Yeah.
Huckleberry Finn, often.
Oh,
Tom Sawyer.
Wonderful.
Yeah, a lot of Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, if I go to the library and pick out one of my favorite, you know, children's books that I remember from my youth, it would probably be one of those. You know, I haven't read Huck Finn in a long time.
Well,
also, The Little Prince. Would that be considered a children's book?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I enjoyed that as, as a child.
You know, and there are so many classic children's books. They're categorized as children's books, but when you pick them up as an adult, you see things so much differently than as a child. And you see the sort of the backside of the story as an adult, and you understand the depth of it. Like the story of the Velveteen Rabbit and becoming real. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Lindy, we have to take care of some more business here. We've got the sports commentary coming up with Chuck Boland. Can you hang in here for just another minute or so? And
absolutely.
Gosh, okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Hang on a second. Let me then say that it's 15 minutes past 4 o'clock here on KSQM, your listener-supported community radio. And we're here with Lindy McLean. If you've just tuned in, stay tuned because we'll be back in just a few minutes. I want to hear the sports commentary.
Time now to Follow the Bouncing Ball, a Chuck Boland sports commentary made possible through the support of the Washington Federation of State Employees.
It's the way the ball bounces.
Listen for Chuck Boland sports commentaries every Monday through Friday at 8:15 and 4:15, made possible through the support of the Washington Federation of State Employees.
Yes, and heard right here on KSQM 91.5. We want to wrap it up now with Lindy McLean. Any closing thoughts? You have, as we said before, you have an event coming up at Hearts.
Right, an event coming up at Hearts on Saturday, May 9th, after the Irrigation Day Parade until 3 p.m. That's the last day for the week-long fairy treasure hunt that's going on among participating businesses. But that day also, on the 9th, there'll be a take-home coloring contest. And I'll be doing a couple of readings. It's going to be a lot of good fun, so please do stop by. And anyone dressed as a fairy or a pirate gets 20% off that day, too.
Arr.
And then also just to point people where they can find me online, my website is www.piperpanandhermerryband, just written exactly as it sounds. And my book locally is, of course, available at Hearts Fine Books. It's also available at Nourish Restaurant.
Ah, very good. Okay. And right after the Grand Parade, people should amble on down there. Kind of part of the Irrigation Festival celebration.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Lindy, thank you so much for being here. And I'd like you to come back, perhaps even before this weekend. Okay?
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. I would love that.
You bet. Okay. Well, now stay tuned. I'm going to play a little music here, and then we're going to have some more special guests this time. The Readers Theater Plus, we have coming up Karen Hogan and Stuart Harris, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let me play you some Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five.